Well, everybody, welcome to episode 310 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it's brought to you by our good friends at Legacy Real Estate of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. Whether you're buying or selling, choosing the right real estate agent is key. With Legacy Realty of Iowa, you'll work with a dedicated agent from our team of 75-plus professionals who know the Ankeny market like the back of their hand. Our agents provide personalized service to meet your unique needs and goals, ensuring your real estate journey is smooth and successful. As one of the largest brokerages in the area, we leverage the latest tools, resources, and marketing strategies backed by the power of LPT Realty to give you the edge in today's competitive market. At Legacy Realty, it's not just about a transaction, it's about building your legacy. All right, well, we're going to talk a lot of Ankeny Centennial Baseball today, but first we're going to talk a little real estate. My first guest is an agent at Legacy Realty, and she's been a frequent guest on the podcast. She is Tiffany Rimmelhahn. Tiffany, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, Dan. Thanks for having me again.
Hey, you bet. Were you having a good summer? Can you believe that it's July already?
I can't believe it's July. July 4th weekend, right around the corner. It's gone way too fast, so fast.
Well, do you have any big plans for the 4th?
We do. We got fortunate enough to have a little property down at Sun Valley Lake, just about an hour and a half quick drive directly south, and we'll be spending time on the boat, on the water, and probably grilling out and doing all the traditional 4th of July things.
Well, that sounds fun. I haven't looked at the forecast yet. Is it supposed to be hot, you know, this weekend?
Oh, it is supposed to be hot. I know the water temperatures, like diving into a bathtub down there already, it's 84, 85 degrees, just the water temp. Little chance of rain, but, you know, that doesn't stop us. So,
sure, sure. Let's talk a little bit of real estate. So what's new in your world?
Oh, gosh. I wanted to chat a little bit about an awesome development that NJ Properties has. It's Pine Lakes Estates. We've got a handful of lots. This development is just east of Interstate 35 and south of Costco. So you know it's going to be a great area. There's going to be a ton of businesses there. Lots of opportunity. We have, as NJ Properties, we've got a handful of some flat lots over there. They're large lots. They're all about a third of an acre. Some are a little larger, some are a little smaller than that. Starting at about $90,000, they're tied to a custom home built with NJ Properties. But this is, I think, going to be the area once things start really moving and shaking over there. So it's going to be really fun to watch.
That's not too far from here.
It's not too far from here, yeah.
So when it's all completed, how many units are going to be over there?
Oh, golly, man, I'm not even sure. There are some different builders over there, and so you're going to have some a lot of different level of homes. I think there's going to be some uniqueness over there. It's going to be an area to watch. Mm-hmm. I'm not exactly sure how many homes, but it's going to be a nice size area, but there's going to be some nice space between the homes. The lots out there are nice size, which will be good.
So are there any developments yet, or is this just kind of in the planning stages?
This is, the streets are in, you know, all the electrical, the water, all the sewer, all the infrastructure, all of that is in. There aren't too many properties. I think there are some basements dug over there, but there's not a whole lot of that's up
gotcha.
Yet.
Gotcha.
It's going to happen fast.
Well, I haven't had you on for a while, so I don't really follow the market too closely. What have the rates been doing lately?
Oh, rates.
Are they still kind of up
what
and down?
They are up and down. The good news is I always let the lenders, they're the experts with the rates. So I always kind of, call them and find out what they're doing. I did happen to hear actually this morning. Now, if this is true or not, I don't know. But I did hear a few people talk about 2026. We are going to start to see rates come down and hopefully hold steady. What down means, I'm hoping around 5 to 5.5% and hopefully holding steady there. Don't hold me to that because I don't know for sure. It's just some things that I've been hearing in the industry.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to watch.
I know.
Well, hey, Tiffany, thanks a lot for coming today. I appreciate it. You know, have a great time at your property.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You have a great 4th of July weekend, too.
You bet. All right, well, my other guests today are from the Ankeny Centennial baseball team. To my left is the longtime head coach of the Jaguars, and he has guided his ninth-ranked team to a 19-9 record this season, including an 11-7 mark in the CIML Conference. He is Mark High. Coach, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet. And to my right is a senior shortstop for the Jaguars. He's batting 344, 5 doubles, a triple, and 9 RBIs. In the fall, he'll be headed to Iowa Western Community College in Council Bluffs to play football for the Reavers. He's Isaac Brewell. Zeke, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet. I'm just going to bounce some questions back and forth between the two of you. Last night, your team celebrated senior night with an 8-2 win over visiting Norwalk in a non-conference game. Isaac, you went 3-for-4 with a double and 2 runs scored to provide a spark at the top of the lineup. You know, is it kind of hard to believe that, you know, this was your senior night already? The season's going fast, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I mean, I feel like this whole year kind of went by fast and kind of was gone and blink eye, but I'm trying to, have it all, bring it all in and make the best of it.
And Coach, you told me last night that this is a very special group of seniors. I believe there's about 10 of them I saw in a photo anyway, and many of them are going on to compete at the next level in various sports, aren't they?
Yeah, I think, Isaac's playing football, Reed Anderson's going to play football, Drake, and I think the rest of them are going to play baseball somewhere. So, yeah, very, very special group.
And Isaac, you're one of the seniors who is going on to play a different sport in college. Like Coach mentioned, Reed will also be playing football in college at Drake. And I'm sure both of you could have elected to focus on that sport this summer, or perhaps even head off to school early. But obviously, it was important for both of you guys, you know, to have one last baseball season, wasn't it? You know, did you think this team could do something special?
Yeah, I definitely do. At the beginning of the season, we didn't really know how it was going to be like, because there was a lot of new guys on the team, a lot of new faces, but we kind of just brought it all together. We're a lot closer than we were at the beginning of the season, and I feel like we have a really good shot at making a run at state.
And Coach, last night you got contributions from a lot of different seniors. Cohen Bullwinkle went 3-for-4 with a triple and 3 RBIs, and Anderson drove in a couple of runs. Bullwinkle is now batting .377 on the season. And I know he was battling some tightness in his leg last week, but he's doing okay now?
Yeah, he's doing okay. That's really been an all-year thing with him. It kind of started this May, I think, tough kid. He's just kind of battled through it. And this time of year, sometimes it's nice just to give him a couple days off and make sure it doesn't become a bigger issue. So.
And of course, you guys got another strong pitching performance from Darren Sievers, who gave up a couple of runs in the first inning, but then shut out the Warriors the rest of the way. He finished with a 3-hitter and 6 strikeouts to improve his record to 6-0. You know, he's really been a huge addition to the staff this year, hasn't he, Coach?
Yeah, he's been outstanding. And you know, when you think he threw his first varsity innings this year, his confidence is exceptional, and his command of his pitches is really, really good.
I was looking up last year's stats because he didn't even pitch last year. So was he not on the varsity last year, or did he come from somewhere else?
No, we're really proud of our JV program. We have several kids that will do that. I don't think Darren even suited a varsity game last year, but we knew he was very good. It's just we had a roster that was very deep, but he just used the year to make himself better and work and improve, and it's really paid off.
And Isaac, your team has so many talented pitchers. So you can just go right on down the line. You know, you've had 6 different starters in the 28 games. And I don't know how many complete games you guys have had, but it's been a lot. You know, all of your guys have been able to go deep into games, and they're usually around the plate. As a team, you guys are only giving up about 3 walks per game, I think, if my math was right. You know, has that made your job as defenders easier that they pitch like that?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely has. We've kind of picked up a lot of outs, either on strikeouts or just other things like that, and I just feel like our pitchers are just progressively getting better and better and pitching better and better every game, so hopefully that carries over into the postseason.
Well, before we look ahead to the last couple of weeks of the regular season and the postseason, you know, let's recap a little bit how we got here. Coach, you guys got off to a 4-2 start in May that included a doubleheader sweep at Johnston on May 29th. And, of course, the Dragons have been such a dominant program over the last decade. You know, do you think that night kind of showed you what this team was capable of?
Yeah. You know, I really was excited for this season. I know that there are some guys that didn't get a chance to play. Like, for a lot of pitchers, for instance, we were very senior loaded last year on our pitching staff, and when those guys graduated, it opened up an opportunity, and I just had a lot of confidence that these guys that are coming in would be able to fill that role, and the Johnston just kind of verified what I thought, that they're going to be competitive every game, and I think if you look at our scores too, even our losses are competitive losses, so just a really, like I said, very special group of guys, hard workers, great attitude.
All right, well, like I mentioned earlier, you guys are currently 11-7 in the conference with 6 games left. But 3 of those games are against teams at the bottom of the league. Waukee Northwest leads the conference with a 14-6 mark, but you guys, Johnston and Waukee, are all within 2 games of the Wolves. Isaac, I'm sure you feel like your team, still has a shot to win the league, don't you, especially if you could win out?
No, yeah, definitely. I mean, I feel like if we keep playing how we have been and keep executing and just keep getting better every game, I feel like we definitely have a chance.
And you guys will play a single game at Valley on Wednesday, and then you'll host a single game against Valley on Thursday before going to Sioux City North for a non-conference doubleheader on Saturday. Now, with the start of postseason play coming toward the end of next week, Coach, you know, you probably have to start thinking about your pitching plans for the postseason and lining up your pitchers, don't you?
Yeah, that'll be a big part of Saturday and then next week on Monday or Tuesday, just getting the pitch counts lined up so that the guys that we need to have ready to go in the postseason are ready.
All right, listening to the Yankee Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. Revive opened in 2017 and is located on the south side of Ankeny near Hy-Vee. They provide top-tier aesthetic procedures as well as dermatology. You can usually get a dermatology appointment the same day. Revive offers Botox, fillers, lasers, medical-grade skincare, weight loss injections, and cool sculpting. Revive loves Ankeny and is very supportive of this community. You can give them a call at 515-965-5677. We're visiting with Ankeny Centennial baseball coach Mark High and senior shortstop Isaac Brule. You guys did find out your postseason assignment last week. You're the number 2 seed in Class 4A Substate 7, and you'll host a quarterfinal game against Marshalltown next Friday. Now, Isaac, Marshalltown used to be a part of the CIML, but they left the conference a couple of years ago. You probably don't know too much about them yet, do you?
No, not really. I mean, we're kind of focused on like game by game. That's how we're kind of taking it at the end of the year. And can't look past anyone and can't look too far ahead.
Sure.
Can't look beyond. Keep moving forward.
Well, Coach, the Bobcats are currently 6-21 and they're winless in the Alliance Conference. They're on an 8-game losing skid right now that includes 5-run rule losses. You know, so they're obviously struggling. Have you looked very deep into them yet?
Well, I have, yeah.
Yeah.
We haven't really talked about it as a team yet, but you know, every team in the postseason, the thing about the postseason, it's not a series, and, you know, it's not a best of 5 or anything. It's a one game, and, you know, on any day, any team, you know, we old sayings. And, you know, I think we talked about this last night a little bit after the game, is that we just really need to focus on us. And I think that if our focus is on us and how, you know, our at-bats and how we're playing in the field and how we game prepare, and not really worry about who our opponent is, I think that's where we need to tackle the entire postseason.
Well, Iowa City Liberty is the top seed in your sub-state, and the Lightning are now ranked 4th in Class 4A. They're at 25-7. Assuming that Liberty can beat Waterloo West in the quarterfinals, that means you guys would have to host a semifinal game on July 14th against the winner of a game between Iowa City West and Linmar. And both of those teams are currently about 500 ball clubs right now. And I know, Coach, you just talked about focusing on your team, but do you know much about either one of those teams?
I'm going over tonight. I'll watch the replay of Linmar over in Norway tonight. And I think I'll be able to see everybody once before the end of the season. And our assistant coach, we have a great staff. They'll give up nights off to drive over and watch those teams play as well. So we hope to have them pretty well scouted by the time that it comes on.
Sure. Well, if the seedings hold up, you guys would have to travel to Liberty on July 16th for the sub-state final, where the winner would earn a trip to the state tournament. You know, the Lightning certainly have an impressive record, but I see they dropped a 15-13 game to a 2-win Cedar Rapids-Jefferson team last night. You know, and that's just the nature of baseball, isn't it? Like you said, Coach, you know, if you have an off night, anyone can get beat by anybody, can't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we played over at Liberty last year, and so, you know, we know the field and been there before, so, you know, I think if it gets to that point, certainly not looking past Marshalltown, Iowa City West, and Linmar. But if it gets to that point, I think we'll be ready.
What's a school that's even newer than your school? Do they have a turf field or is it a grass field?
It's a grass field.
Okay.
Very nice one.
Well, Isaac, you've made some deep runs in the playoffs in football, and you've been a state qualifier in wrestling multiple times. You know, what would that mean to you if you could close out your high school career with a trip to the state baseball tournament, which would be the first appearance ever for Centennial?
I mean, that'd mean a lot. I mean, that's definitely what we're striving for, but I think we have a bigger goal in mind too, and that's to win state tournament, not just to get there. And we want to cap off our senior season in a big way.
Well, if you guys, you know, can get to state, Coach, the state tournament for classes 4A and 3A this year is going to be held at a new venue. It's going to be at Lewis and Clark Park in Sioux City. You know, are you familiar at all with that park? Have you ever been there?
Yeah, I've been there. It's a nice, very nice facility. I'm glad they're holding it there. I know it was kind of a strange year for the Athletic Association. They're trying to find a place to host a state tournament. I think next year it's back in Cedar Rapids, and we'll be there for a few years. But They found a good park and a good host in Sioux City this year.
And Isaac, we talked about the parity in the CIMO conference earlier with so many teams fighting it out for the league title. You know, do you think the strength of the league will surface in the postseason? Do you expect, you know, several teams from the CIMO to make it to state?
Yeah, I do. I feel like that's kind of how it's been for a few years. And I mean, it's CIMO conference is really, it's a strong conference. And I'd say it's some of the best ball in the state. So it's definitely good that we're in there. And we're just competing every day against the best people, the best players in the state.
Well, Coach, you guys have had a chance to play some other top teams from around the state. You were able to beat a defending Class 4A champ Cedar Rapids Kennedy in May, and you split a doubleheader about 3 weeks ago with Pleasant Valley, which has been highly ranked all season. And I know there are some other really good teams around the state, like Iowa City High, Cedar Rapids Prairie, and Sioux City East. You know, do you think this could be one of those state tournaments where it's pretty unpredictable?
Oh, yeah. I think every year's that way. And the baseball's a unique sport in that it kind of matters who's on the mound. And, you know, you get over there and you have to play 3 games in 4 days. And so when that state tournament starts, you know, most teams throw their number one on Tuesday and then you come back on Thursday. It's such a game of chance, you know, if a team can get their number one out after 40 pitches in the first round and be able to bring it back in the championship game or something, and then another team's got to go to their number three or four or five pitcher in the championship game. It's just a unique sport in that way.
Well, every team is built different, and we talked earlier about the depth of your pitching staff. I mean, I'm sure you feel like if you could get there, the depth of your staff could maybe pay off because you have so many guys that you could go to that have been effective.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Isaac, I'm sure you have confidence in all the guys that you would potentially throw like in a state tournament game, don't you?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, should be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. Hope you guys do get a chance to go to Sioux City there. I enjoyed that trip myself. So, well, thanks for coming today. I appreciate it, and good luck the rest of the way.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
You bet. All right, you've been listening to the Yankee Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. At Legacy Realty, we combine the best of both worlds, the local expertise of over 75 agents in the Ankeny Metro, with the innovative power of LPT Realty, one of the fastest growing nationwide brokerages. Our agents have the flexibility to tailor their services to meet your needs, and they are equipped with the advanced marketing strategies to help you achieve your goals. Looking to buy or sell? Our local agents know the Ankeny market inside and out, and they're here to guide you through every step of the process. Whether you're moving across town or across the country, we have the resources to help you succeed. Legacy Realty of Iowa, local expertise, national strength, your real estate advantage. Well, I want to thank my guests again for coming in today. We had Ankeny Centennial baseball coach Mark High and senior shortstop Isaac Brewell. They didn't have to play a game today, so I appreciate their time today on this day off. But I know they just had practice this morning, so they really didn't have the day off. But come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.